This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 9th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 62nd Annual Opera in the Ozarks runs through July 20th at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs. This festival of fully produced operas is an educational program for singers pursuing a career in the world of opera. The 2012 productions include A Little Night Music, The Magic Flute, and La Boheme. Tickets and more information are available at opera.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we pay a visit to a farm in Elkins to learn about the economic role young farmers fill. Plus, we find out why the Lifestyles Car Wash in Rogers has an art gallery in its lobby. Also, Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net brings us an update on the latest business news from around the state. Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up in entertainment and more. But first, Little Rock-based Heifer International is getting $8.5 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to continue and expand an East African dairy farming project. It began 4 years ago with a $43 million grant from the Gates Foundation, and this additional funding will take the project through another year and enable Heifer to look into expanding the program into two additional countries. Elizabeth Bintliff is the vice president of Heifer's Africa program. She says the dairy program provides a needed service in Eastern Africa.
It's critical. It's a very important part of people's livelihoods. Many people in Africa are rural farmers, and many of them have very many challenges accessing the markets, being able to be part of the formal economy.
Bintliff says part of the money goes toward building chilling plants for farmers to store their dairy products. She says the program works with small farmers in Kenya, Uganda, and Rwanda, and is looking to expand into Ethiopia and Tanzania. The Secretary of State's office is looking through the stacks of papers turned in by various groups trying to get their issues on the ballot. Alex Reed with the Secretary of State's office says they're counting valid signatures of registered Arkansas voters.
We've got all the voter registration data, so it's pretty easy for us, just a simple search. And they look and they've got to meet that threshold. If they do not, then they will be given an additional 30 days to gather more signatures and try to supplement what they've turned in. But if they don't hit that threshold at first, that 62507, then there's no more.
Two people trying to legalize casinos in several Arkansas counties turned in signatures Friday, as well as a former Republican gubernatorial candidate trying to raise the state's natural gas severance tax, and a group that wants to legalize marijuana for medicinal use in the state. Two members of the Razorback volleyball team are in the middle of an overseas trip where they are representing the United States today. Head coach Robert Polizza and senior outside hitter Jasmine Norton are participating in the second annual China-USA Challenge Invitational in China. The American group, comprised of two teams of top collegiate and professional players, will compete against top clubs from the host country. Polizza and Norton are sharing their experiences through the Razorbacks website with blog entries and pictures. More information is available at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals fell 4-1 to the San Antonio Missions last night. The loss was a season-high seventh straight for the Naturals. The Nats will look to break that losing streak as they continue their three-game series against the San Antonio Missions tonight. First pitch at Arvest Ballpark is scheduled for 7:05. Tonight, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the listening area. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with a low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, the chance, albeit a lesser one than this evening, for showers and thunderstorms continues. Expect partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s.